Hello, AC Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with you. My guest is the amazing Carla Woody, who is championing the preservation of advocacy of indigenous rights and lifeways. If there's a question you would like to ask during the live broadcast of this hour of the Easy Organic Gardener, you can call 877-300-7645. 877-300-7645. And when you call during this hour, you'll receive a free $25 Arbico Organics gift certificate that you can use to purchase any of Arbico Organics natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse, livestock, and pet. If you're listening to a rebroadcast and have a question you would like to have answered, you can send me an email at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico.com. And, of course, you're always welcome to call Arbico Organics during our regular business hours. One of our specialists will be glad to visit with you and help you out. And don't forget that there's also a $10 off coupon on the back of our catalog. So be sure you order our spring catalog. It's right around the corner. You can do that by going online, or you can also give us a call again at 800-SOS-BUGS for your free catalog and your $10 off coupon. Be sure to check out the Arbico Organics Facebook page. And I love it when you like us, and you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. Now I'm going to tell you about my amazing and inspiring guest. Carla Woody is the author of Portals to the Vision Serpent, Standing Stark and Calling Our Spirits Home. She also founded Kenosis LLC, which is based in Prescott, Arizona, right where I live, in 1999 to support human potential through spiritual travel journeys with native spiritual leaders in Peru, Mexico, Guatemala, and with the Hopi in the United States. In 2007, she founded Kenosis Spirit Keepers, a nonprofit that helps preserve indigenous wisdom traditions. And for over 20 years, she's worked with those seeking to live through their deeply held values, integrating NLP, energy medicine, ritual, and other sacred ways to instill lasting transformation. She writes and speaks on holistic health, spirituality, advocacy of indigenous rights and lifeways. And she has three websites, kenosis.net, which I'm just going to give you that one first because I think the other ones will lead right away. But let's go ahead and bring this amazing lady on right now the air to join me, and I'd like to welcome Carla Woody. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you for the invitation.
My goodness, and thank you for joining us. I think your work is just amazing, and what you're doing to lead the way is so important. I think that this whole consciousness of wanting or allowing our just not only just indigenous people, but, you know, people from different parts of the world and cultures to preserve their cultures, to preserve their food, to preserve what is their inheritance and their rights is so important because we don't want everybody to be, you know, one big fat monoculture.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, I feel like, you know, if the indigenous people are losing their traditions, which they are, then we as a whole global community lose because, you know, to me, they hold the threads that hold the world together.
Most definitely. And I had the pleasure of growing up overseas. My dad was a diplomat with the State Department. And, you know, I was always so fascinated when we go into the interior. For example, I lived in Panama for about 20 years, and you know, all these different native people, and even the people that quote unquote weren't the natives, but eventually, I mean, everybody was native at some point in time, I guess.
Right,
you know,
right.
We would, you know, just the clothing, their food, their dance, their music, the way that they dressed. I mean, their cultures towards women and towards children and towards coming of age, and it, all of these things were so amazing to watch. And I just felt, you know, I was such a fortunate spectator, if you will. Before we get going here, I would like you to tell us your background. You have such a beautiful life story, and how you came to be involved in this, because it's really lovely. So share that with us, please.
Okay. Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll be as short as I can. First of all, I also lived around the world because I came from a military family. My father was an attorney for the Air Force, and so we lived over in Europe when I was growing up for much of my childhood, and then I traveled all over the world and so forth. I actually worked in a corporate environment for a number of years, and then went through the transformational process myself and was called to this work, only I didn't know it at the time. You know how hindsight is always 20/20.
Right.
Yeah. But essentially, the short story of what happened was that in 1992, I became involved with neurolinguistic programming, NLP, which is a change modality. It's very powerful, and I received a lot of training in that, and through that process went through an enormous change myself, and it was like all of a sudden my eyes were open where they had been closed. And shortly on the heels of that whole process, that beginning time, I was introduced to a Peruvian mystic. His name is Don Americo Yavar. And he came to the U.S. for the first time in 1994 to be with a group. I was living in Ohio at that point, and it was through the NLP community that they were going to host him. It was going to be a camp in the southern Utah desert. And as soon as I saw that he was coming, I knew that I had to be there. The thing that I think is useful to know is that they billed him as a shaman, and I didn't know what that was. I didn't know what a shaman was. You know, I was living in Ohio. We didn't use that language back then. And also, it was a camping experience. And even though I've lived around the world, I've never been camping in my life. So it was, it was quite an experience. Essentially, what happened during that first week is that he chose me out of the group, and essentially he did some energy medicine with me. He opened my heart and he shut off my mind. And I know that sounds really strange, maybe to some of the listeners, but I can tell you that I felt it. And it turned my life upside down. I had come there, something really drew me there strongly. And I knew that I needed to be more integrated in my body, mind, and spirit. And I didn't have the tools for that at the time. And obviously he did. And it changed my life drastically. And that was the beginning. Shortly after that, I was invited down to Palenque in Chiapas, Mexico. Again, I didn't know why I was going there. I thought I was just going to go on a vacation with friends. And there were some native people that were there in just outside the ruins of Palenque, the Lacandon Maya. I didn't know who they were at the time, but they drew me somehow.
Carla, we're going to have to take a couple minute break here. So I want you to just, let's just take a break in your story. When we come back, we're going to have you continue on Palenque, because this is really important. Everybody wants, we all have a journey, and your journey is just so special. So those of you listening, we're coming right back with Carla Woody. Don't go away. She's going to finish her story.
Oh, help with pest control. Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GC.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the incredible Carla Woody. She specializes in working with people in midlife to recapture their vision, reimagine their lives, and make their greatest priorities a vibrant reality. Welcome back, Carla. And you were talking about how this is really important, I think, because as I said right before we went through the break, so many people are on a journey, and they often don't take advantage of the opportunity out of fear. And you just let the, you just sort of opened your heart to the universe for what was going to be delivered, and it completely changed your life. So we left you talking about about your experience with the shaman. So can you please continue?
Yes. So I was talking about going down to Palenque for the first time and seeing the Lakhandá Maya people who were outside the ruins there, and just something just really drew me. I didn't know what. Since 1994, I continued to be involved with the teachings of the people of the Andes and started going down to Peru in 1996. And yearly went back to Chiapas, you know, the Palenque area. I just continued to go back because I was drawn. I didn't know why, but there was something there that for me in some way. Now, in the midst of all of this, I was drawn to move west. And it's kind of a long story, and I'll make it real short. I ended up in Prescott, Arizona, visiting friends. And as soon as I was here, I had the sense that I was supposed to be here in this area. And I didn't know why, but I moved, you know, within like 3 months' time. And once I got here, and that was in 1998, I had a really strong sense that I was supposed to be working with the native people in the area, only I didn't know any, you know. Nope. And that's not always such an easy thing to do. And also, I also understand that I didn't know what my role was. It was simply a feeling that this was something that was part of my life's work, essentially. Well, nothing happened with that for about 10 years, I'll tell you. But I'm going to back up and let you know that in 2000, I began to do spiritual travel programs where I first started taking people, Western people, and these would be people from all over the world, would come with me to go down to Peru to be with the indigenous leaders there, the healers, to be in ceremony, to, you know, to be at sacred sites and experience what was there for them. This is life-changing. And then within a few years, I began to bring people down to the Chiapas region of Mexico as well. And for those of you that don't know where Chiapas is, it's in the southern region of Mexico, and right across there's a river that divides Guatemala and Mexico, and it is at that southern area is where we go. And so within Chiapas, there are the highlands, the Maya highlands, and then there are also the jungle. And again, a long story, but I will say to you that I felt so honored to begin to work with the very last elder of the Lakhandá Maya. Remember the people I said that I first saw outside the Palenque ruins years before that. The very last elder who was still maintaining his traditions in the middle of the rainforest in this little village called Naha. In my work, in my groups that I began to bring in there, my feeling was, because I'm always, always aware of the footprint that we Westerners have. And so I make that footprint as light as possible. My hope was, my intent was that by going into that little village and, showing Don Antonio Martinez, the elder that I was speaking about, respect for what he was doing, that perhaps some of the young men in the village would pay attention to that and also return that respect to him. There are a lot of outside pressures for all of the Native people that I work with to give up their ways, and it's pretty intense at times. So that's what I had been doing. And then in 2006, I believe it was, I was down in Peru, and we had just finished a ceremony with the Kero people. You don't know who they are, and most wouldn't. They are the descendants of the Inca priest class who, when they had a vision that the conquistadors were coming, that they fled Cusco and went up to 14,000 feet, where they remained sequestered for a few hundred years and maintaining their tradition. After a ceremony that we had with them, I had a sense that part of my role was to begin to bring some of the native people from the Southwest, U.S. Southwest, down to be in ceremony with these other native people. Again, a long story and some very synchronous occurrences. I began to bring Hopi people from Shemopovi Second Mesa in Arizona down in 2007. And I continue to do those things to this day, so that Hopi spirit keepers come down and they are with the native leaders in ceremony and sharing traditions. But I didn't realize at that point. It's pretty naive, but my knowledge is not intellectual knowledge. It's more about what draws me. What I didn't realize at that time was that the migration paths of the Hopi came from South America, up through Peru, up through, you know, Central America with the Maya all the way up to where they are today. What became so important to them was the sharing with their relations, and by going back to these places, literally seeing proof that they had been there in the similar creation stories, in symbols that they would see at sacred sites, those kinds of things. So that's what I'm still doing that today. We've got a Peru program that's scheduled for the end of October of this year. I'm sponsoring a Hopi spirit keeper who is with the blessings of the religious leader up on Shemopovi. Second Mesa is going to seek prayers for his people to help maintain their traditions because they're in...
Incredible. I think that is so incredible that you were able to do that. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the teachings of the Andes by Carla Woody and more about her amazing travels and life. So don't go away.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the lovely Carla Woody, and we are talking about so many things. And Carla, I'm just so delighted to have you on the show because we talk a lot about this topic, particularly this whole idea of wanting to preserve, help others preserve native traditions and indigenous cultures, and of course that always weaves its way into gardening, and so let's talk a little bit about, let's take a little jump away, because I think we're right at a place where we could move to another little place that I think you really would like to talk about. Let's talk about indigenous wisdom ways and effect it relating to natural elements like gardening.
Well, I think one of the things that I've learned that has inspired me so much through the years is how with indigenous people, it's like every aspect of life is integrated and sacred. And I think that is something that we in the Western culture have lost and that people become attuned to when they're more exposed to these ways. So, you know, It's not a mindless thing. It has meaning. So, for instance, there's a Maya spiritual leader. His name is Fabian Chu, who is from Guatemala, who is part of my Maya program, and I interviewed recently for an article that I was doing. And, you know, one of the things that he says, you know, the GMO issue is very big, of course, and he's really clear that when you do something to the earth, we do something to ourselves, and that any obstruction of the balance. one of the things that he says is that he says that it's not our purpose. It's our purpose not to take more than we can give back. But it's also our purpose not to change. We must not touch what is not ours. It's not ours from the beginning. It is ours to have a dialogue. So he's talking about the seeds. He says the seeds talk to us. You know, if we have five seeds, only one of the five is for us. One is for the sky. One is for the earth. One is for the brothers in the fields. Maybe there's a crow that's going to come. The last one is for anybody who needs it. And he said that in his harvesting, maybe he'll have some extra seeds to give to someone or to sell them. But there's no harvesting for commercial purposes, that they have extra if someone needs it. They consider themselves to be corn beings. You know, whatever we ingest becomes part of who we are. And I think that we have forgotten that ourselves. So this is a very significant thing. I know for myself, when after that very first time that I mentioned that I had been exposed to the traditions of the Andes, well, it wasn't long after that, even though at that time I was living in Dayton, Ohio, in the inner city, I had to get my fingers in the dirt. There's just something that connects us, you know. So for me, I began to raise herbs and medicinal plants and that kind of thing. So this is a very big part of their life, and it is something that is being threatened exponentially. You know, with the people of the Andes, you may know about coca in its manipulated form. The manipulated form is cocaine, but in its natural form, coca does not at all have those kinds of properties. And it's actually a food for them, and it's integrated into every aspect of their life. It's part of their spiritual ceremonies. They also chew the coca. It gives them energy in the high altitudes. When people go down with me and they're concerned about the altitude, I tell them to chew coca, you know, because it helps you with those things. It oxygenates your blood and any number of things. I'll tell you, it's amazing about coca because it's got more calcium than milk. It's got more iron than spinach, all kinds of things. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, it is what it is. And, you know, we talk a lot on the Easy Organic Gardener about the spiritual aspects of gardening. And, you know, we find that there is a renaissance of gardeners in the United States. We've been talking a lot over the last few years of how people forgot how to garden and how to save seeds and how once they start gardening, realize it's just something that's, I mean, we're not hardwired to do it, but we certainly, you know, it's something that's natural. It's part of our tradition. It's not our it never was our tradition to you know, to not be getting our hands in the dirt and not be growing and not be saving and not be from the seed to the table, so to speak. We lost that tradition. Our grandparents did it, and they canned their food and they fermented their food, and you see that throughout the world. However, we sort of gave it up, and now we're taking it back in many ways. So it's very exciting, and I'm so appreciative of your examples that you're giving through your experiences. Let's talk a little bit about seed intelligence. I know you're very very keen on this and consciousness with food.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. One of the programs that my nonprofit supports is the seed temple that Grandmother Flor de Mayo of the International Council of 13 Indigenous Grandmothers founded in Estancia, New Mexico. And the seed temple is actually a seed preservation program. And recently, we held a benefit for that program in Phoenix. We do do a Spirit Keeper series for anybody listening in the Arizona area. And what we do is we invite Native leaders and healers to come and share their traditions. For this particular event, it was a benefit, and Grandmother Florida Mayo came, and also a couple of seed savers who have been at it for over 30 years, one from Arkansas, Diana Henry, and one from southern New Mexico, Greg Shane. Both of them have been helping Grandmother Florida Mayo because it's all a volunteer-run organization, just like my nonprofit is. And a common element that Diana and Greg have is their contact that they had early on with a Cherokee elder who in Kansas who was a seed saver. And he's still living. I think he's about 90 or 85 or something like that. Greg, particularly, he had a lot of contact with him, and Carl Barnes is the elder's name, gifted him with what is called a rainbow corn seed. And boy, if you could see this corn, it is absolutely beautiful. It looks like gemstones of all different colors. Now, in the course of Carl's planting of different seeds, one of the intents of his work was to resurrect those native seeds that had gone extinct. Now, an amazing thing happened.
We're going to have to take a quick break, so we're going to hold that thought about an amazing thing and the seeds. So we're coming right back. Hold that thought, Carla, and I am so excited about coming right back. So for those of you who are listening, bear through the commercials and hold on, because we are coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com, and for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest is the lovely Carla Woody. She is the author of Portals to the Vision Serpent, Standing Stark, The Willingness to Engage, and Calling Our Spirits Home, Gateways to Full Consciousness. Her books are available on Amazon, and her website is kenosis.net, K-E-N, as in Nancy, O-S-I-S.net. And welcome back, Carla. We just finished talking about which I love, the imagery of the corn that was multicolored, and the colors were so vibrant, they looked like gemstones.
Yeah. So what I was relating was what began to happen with this elder in Kansas as he was planting his fields of the pure corn that he had, the native corn that he had, is that periodically there would be strains that would volunteer in the field that had been extinct. Now, don't ask
me
how. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you talk about seed intelligence. That's really extraordinary, and I don't have any explanation for it other than something intervened. And also what Carl did with this corn that volunteered is that somehow he was able to track the tribes down that had carried that corn. That's a terminology that they use, that they carried the corn. And that when he returned it to them, it was like the elders recognized it, and it was like a part of their spiritual identity had been returned to them. And I think that is what is so significant, is that, it's not... We don't have a connection to the produce that we buy in the grocery store. You know, we just don't.
Not at all.
But when you begin to put your fingers in the dirt, and when there's a ancient lineage of people doing this and ingesting it, and knowing that what they're ingesting is a part of them and it's a part of every cell in their body, it's very much part of their spiritual identity. So that's what's so significant to me, is that you cannot separate out any of this, although, you know, in most of the world we've tried to do that, unfortunately, very successfully.
Well, we certainly have, and I think that there's increasing awareness, and we've talked with some of the people from Seed Savers, for example, right here in Arizona, who have led the way in saving seeds, and this whole thing of we don't want to lose our inheritance. You know, I've mentioned a statistic quite often on the show that I thought was rather startling, that the University of Georgia in 1902 went out, they did a study, and the study was go out and find all the seeds that are available in seed catalogs. Not anything out there that was, you know, that was being saved by anybody else, but just what was in, what they could locate in seed catalogs. And what they found is that today, that all that is left was about 4%.
Oh my.
So that's really staggering. Now people say, well, what do we need? What do we need 10,000 varieties of apples? Well, that's not the point. The
right.
point is,
right.
is that apples come in all shapes and sizes and all sorts of levels of acidity in there. And you know, your whole, I love your premise of that it's not just food, it's about healing. And it's mm-hmm. about carrying the seed over, you know, from generation to generation, and that we are what we eat. It is very profound. We have about 5 minutes to go, and I want to be sure that we get your message out. And I know you're very, you want to let us know how we can get involved in preserving indigenous traditions. What do we need to be doing, and how can we work with you?
Well, one thing that I would mention is that I would like for folks to know is that if anyone is interested in engaging with these spiritual leaders, these indigenous leaders through the spiritual travel programs that I do in Peru and Mexico, Guatemala, and we just had one up on Hopi, a portion of the tuition is actually a tax-deductible donation. I give up a portion of my profit and so that people can be involved and that a portion of their tuition actually goes to support these different programs. For instance, in this upcoming program in Peru, which is the October 24th through the 2nd of November, the people will be supporting the Hopi Spirit Keeper to come down. Also, a portion of that tuition goes to support the establishment of this Ancestral Wisdom Center, which has to do with natural medicine and all kinds of traditions that will be in the Quero village. See, I've had an invitation to come up to Quero. You don't get invitations like that. So I'm passing it on to other people who want to be involved at that level. We have other programs. I mentioned Grandmother Flor de Mayo's The Seed Temple in Estancia, New Mexico. We're helping to support the work of two Maya healers, one in Guatemala and one in San Cristobal de las Casas in Chiapas, Mexico. So those are certainly ways. Our Spirit Keeper series that we do periodically down in Phoenix, I have a newsletter that goes out, so certainly people can sign up for that on kenosis.net. or kenosisspiritkeepers.org, and to know what's coming up and know that their participation matters. You know, the more of us that are engaged in this way, the more likelihood these traditions are going to continue. And we ourselves become bridges, because those experiences that we have, they change us in such a way, it lives inside us. And we bring that home. And that's the whole intent for me of this work.
Most definitely, we all could benefit from the gentleness of a different way of life. And as you have shared with us in so far in your life, that how it has just completely changed your vision, how you live your life, how you go about treating others, and this just overall respect for all of life.
Yeah, it's, you know, people are really drawn to this because they discover that there's something missing in their own lives. So the folks that show up on my doorstep, I tell them they self-select, you know, because they recognize that something is not as full as it could be.
Absolutely. And with the way that we move from, you know, we have extended family, nuclear family, and generation after generation, the whole culture, the whole tribe, if you will, just completely disintegrated. And we do, there is a yearning to be connected with all of life, to be connected with the energy of life, whatever we want to call it. It is there, and I think you are wonderful in that you're providing a way for people to reach that calling, and at the same time helping others preserve the calling.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. You are so welcome, and what a pleasure. Last few words, what would you like to say to our audience?
Oh, what can I say? I think, you know, one of the things that I do every morning is I start my morning with meditation, and I've done that for over 30 years, and it lays the path for my day. If I could say anything to anyone, is to take some time for yourself and just breathe, you know, be connected. That's really it, and that's what it's all about. It's about connection, it's about community, and the intent of our lives, where we want it to take us, and how we affect others.
So, when is your next? I don't, for the lack of a better word, excursion or guiding tour. When is that going to be?
Yeah, well, we just actually, I just came back from Hopi. We were up there on Hopi, which was absolutely extraordinary. And the next one would be in Peru, and that is October 24th through the November 2nd. I'm setting one up for the Maya
Perfect.
Program.
Thank you so much, Carla. You are a love, and you are a leader, and one of a kind. And there should be more like you. And next week, I'll be back with another amazing guest. Thank you so much for listening today, and make it a great, easy organic gardening week. This is Sherry Herrera, Dave Fry.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.